Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about living this life of understanding. Understanding God more fully, understanding ourselves, understanding one another, understanding God's Word. And today we're going to be focused in specifically on understanding God's gifts. And an interesting topic as we consider the things that God has given us, the things God has given mankind, and how to recognize those, how to acknowledge those, how to understand them to the most that we can, the fullest, our fullest ability. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says, "We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us." First off, I think the text teaches us that this foundation of understanding comes from God Himself. That it's in our decision to be filled with His Spirit, to be immersed into Christ, to where He lives within us. And He says, you do know that you've not been given the spirit of the world. That's what you started with. But rather, you've been given God's Spirit. And the purpose, one of the purposes at least, but in this context, the purpose is so that you could understand what God has given freely. I think as we grow, we begin to understand gifts a little bit differently. As a four-year-old, my understanding of gifts were things that generally came wrapped in pretty paper or, in our case, sometimes in plain brown grocery bag covering. But something that was special, something that was tangible and physical, something that I could enjoy, something that I wanted. And as I grew older, I realized that many of the gifts that I received from my parents were not those things that were wrapped and placed under a Christmas tree, for instance. Many of them were things that I did not, even at the time, consider to be a gift. I think of the gift of correction, the gift of training, the gift of instruction, the gift of trust. Gifts which, for the most part, were given freely by my parents, whether I appreciated them at the time or not. And when I look back over life and I consider how freely my parents gave me gifts that were of great benefit, and there were times where the physical gifts were forgotten rather quickly, I imagine. Other times the physical gifts were treasured and held on to. Not that I use it for anything, but the memories. I have a microscope in a wooden case that I enjoyed playing with. I'm not sure what other term I could use as a child. But I was so fascinated by a microscope in school and what it could do. That I set my heart on having to have one. And Mom and Dad were excellent at paying attention. And we didn't get a lot, but if our heart was continually set on something that was at least not bad, but something that could be useful, something that could teach, it was more likely than not that it would show up under the Christmas tree or at my birthday. And sometimes that would be all there was, because what my heart was set on was kind of at the limit of what was available. But I used that, and I would look at things, and I would take it to school and would be able to use it in a classroom. But there came a time where that gift was not something I had a use for. But the memory is still important. But when I look at God's gifts and I consider how He gives not only freely, but with wisdom, it's important that we understand the gifting from God. And God says that's possible because we've been given His Spirit. And so we can look at the things that we have received and the things that we have longed for, the things that have come about in our life because of God's goodness and His gifting. We often think of God's gifting in our life, and many times we go to what we can do well. I'm not sure that this one is quite so focused on material stuff as far as money and possessions. We sometimes think of that, and perhaps for some that's their first thought, is God's gifting in my life is my bank account, or it's my house, or it's my car. But generally when I hear people talk about God's gifting, it's not those things. Particularly here in America, because we think we did those things on our own. But rather, what I generally hear when people talk about God's gifting is the talent, the ability, the things that, well, at times we say just come natural. And sometimes that's how we pass it off. It's just a natural ability. But many times for the Christian, we recognize it's natural because God put it there. And we look to God and we understand that the things that we do well are gifts from God. Whether they're natural or whether they're supernatural. Was asked this past Sunday how I can stand up in front of people and talk because they are terrified. And I think I surprised them. They were not familiar with my story, but I said, so am I. But I recognize God's gifting in the ability to gaze into His Word, the ability to share that in a way that's somewhat understandable at least, and the calling of God in my life to be that servant that teaches and preaches and proclaims His Word. And so because I understand that gifting that God has freely given, my fear ends up having to take back seat. And it's been a process. It wasn't an overnight, wow, I'm going to stand up and do this because God wants me to. It's a growth. It's a continual understanding. But I think it's also important that we understand how God has called us and has gifted us to do things that are within our comfort zone and to also do things that are outside of our comfort zone. We also need to consider the gifting that He freely gives that we don't really ask for, but is necessary. The gifting of correction, the gifting of rebuke, the gifting of training in righteousness. Your things that His Spirit produces in us. Because the Bible is true. The Bible says that all have sinned. There's a need in every one of us to experience the correction of God. The correction by God. I'm going to make sure that's clear. The gifting of God to draw us back to Himself, to turn us from our wicked ways. The gifting of God to make a way through His Son Jesus. You see, it's through His Spirit dwelling within us. It's through our acceptance of Jesus, our obedience to Him, that we're able to understand or to grow in our understanding of how God has given freely. It's not just that there's no cost to it to us. But in the context, He's not only given with no cost to us, He's given generously. It's like when he tells us through James that if we lack wisdom to ask God who gives freely without finding fault. And because our mind generally turns towards money, we hear the word freely and we often think of no cost. But when I think of giving freely, I think of giving without restriction. I think of giving to everyone that comes by and asks. I'm not finding fault. I'm not restricting. I'm not saying, well, I don't think you deserve it today. You see, it's in contrast to giving what we've earned. It's giving out of a life, or in this case, out of a being of generosity. God's desire for every one of us is that we would grow in our understanding of His gifts. As we grow in our understanding of His gift of His Spirit, that we don't have the spirit of the world. We begin to grow in the understanding of what that produces in us. Those elements of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of that is out of the abundance of God's gifting, which He has freely given to all who call upon His name, to all who respond in obedience and surrender to Him. When we begin to grow in our understanding of God's gifting in our life, we see not only the abilities and how He wants us to use them, we see how He has brought us to this point, how He has sustained us, how He has equipped us, how He has directed us, how He has shaped us and formed us and how He has valued us. Perhaps one of the greatest gifts that we can give to others outside of sharing the knowledge and testimony of Jesus Christ is the gift of value. And when we consider that we live not by a spirit of this world, but by the Spirit of God, we find that He has given us this gift of value. We are no longer a person who is lost, who is wandering, who has no place to call home. We are now a child of God. We have a place of belonging. We have purpose and value. We have a calling to be involved in and do the good work that He created in advance for us to do. And all of it is done through the gifting of God in our life. And this road of understanding, I believe as Jesus headed towards Jerusalem that final time, leading up to the cross, He continually grew in His understanding. Of what God wanted, of what would be accomplished, about what He was giving. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has given us Your Spirit. We no longer need to live by the spirit of this world. We no longer need to follow the limited understanding that this world is able to give. Because we have One who is greater within us. One who knows You, One who is You. Father, because we have Your Spirit, may we grow in understanding of how You have freely given. The understanding of how You have freely given Your Son. You have freely given what was necessary for us to be made right with You. You have freely given the things that we have around us by giving us abilities to think and to work and to be cared for by providing through our labor, through the labor of others, through Your love. You've given us the abilities that we have, whether we think much of them or not. And You've given us abilities and calling that may be comfortable to us, may be very uncomfortable. But as we use them by the power of Your Spirit, we can find You at work. And Father, You've given us gifts quite freely that we didn't ask for, that we didn't even realize we needed, but have been for our benefit. And sometimes we've pushed back against them when they were given because they weren't gifts we even wanted. But Father, You are a God that gives good gifts to Your children. Gifts that are desired, gifts that are necessary, gifts that are painful at times, but are very needed. Gifts that are always just right. Gifts that are able to see not just the moment, but the eternal impact. So, Father, help us today to grow in our understanding of Your gifts in our life. the way that you give freely, the way that you give without finding fault, the way that you give generously, the way that you give without partiality or prejudice. May our understanding of your gifts help us to grow to be more like Jesus. And as we grow in that understanding, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.